The waiting room was a long chamber decorated with plants from a dozen worlds, and a wall-side fountain shaped to simulate a waterfall on the planet Alderaan, destroyed so long ago. The air here was fresher than in the infirmary chambers, smelling of oxygen from the plants, mist from the waterfall. Fresher in most ways, fouler in others. Leia turned to Alana and crossed her arms.
Sweetie, I know.
The child did not sound at all childlike, but she hugged her pet Nexu to her with what looked like a need for reassurance.
We smell bad.
What did you get into?
Alana's shrug was uncommunicative.
I don't know.
Leia glanced at Barv, but the Ramoan Jedi Knight, big and green with ferocious tusks, avoided her eye. Well, of course he didn't want to explain. He'd been entrusted with watching over Alana, and he'd failed to keep her out of mischief. This was the sort of humbling experience young Jedi needed to have from time to time. Han leaned into the conversation, but his attention was on his wife, not his granddaughter.
Garbage compactor 3263827.
Leia scowled at him.
Oh, shut up.
Han grinned, and there was a bit of mockery in the expression. He switched his attention to Alana.
Sweetie, I can remember when your grandma smelled just like that. And unlike you, she was rude and ungrateful, too.
Han.
Go get cleaned up. And Santa steam Angie if you can, while your grandma and I discuss the impossibility of keeping children or teenage princesses clean.
Yes, Grandpa.
Alana scurried while the scurrying was good. She didn't have to look back to detect the glare Leia was visiting on Han. Silgal and Tekle walked toward an office at the far end of the hall from the Horn's chamber, just short of the waiting room. Silgal had Josette's script timed and running in her head. He would now be moving around the Horn's chamber, humming to himself, cautioning Valen and Gisela not to move or talk. The monitors needed stillness to do this evaluation, but he could talk, fortunately, for it was impossible for him to keep quiet, or so his family said. Tekle interrupted the holodrama in Silgal's head.
So what did cause the pod monitor to fail?
Maybe what I said. And maybe it was a spike of the ability Valen manifested when he went mad.
The one that blanked out the encephalus scan?
Yes. He was probably using the technique when he was frozen. The monitor failure would have been the last bit of that usage.
Tekle didn't comment. She didn't need to. Silgal knew what she was thinking. Retention of that scanner blanking ability was not an indication that Valen retained the madness as well. But neither physician liked mysteries. When the two of them entered their office, the main monitor on the wall was already tuned to a hidden holocam view of the Horn's chamber. They could see Jasat, indeed, bustling among the cabinets, assembling a tray full of beverages, receptacles for medicines, blood samples, swabs. Tekle heaved a sigh.
So far, so good.
Silgal offered a non-committal rumble.
Time will tell.